And welcome back in to GameDaySportsRadio.com. It's time for Inside the Numbers, where we take a look at all the top college and NFL games for this weekend. As always, Inside the Numbers is brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. As always on Inside the Numbers, it wouldn't be Inside the Numbers without our numbers guy. Bring in Mike Menard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, great Friday to you, and we've got some great college football games coming up this weekend, some that are going to have direct playoff implications, others not going to have playoff implications, but they could have implications on where some certain coaches are coaching next year.
Right. It seems to be a theme every year. Remember last year and the year before, a lot of talk about firing Brian Kelly. Now they're 8-0. So these coaches, they don't get the leeway or the time that they used to get.
Speaking of a coach who is under a little bit of fire from the fans, and it's kind of maybe a little bit of an understatement, but it's a noon kickoff on ESPN. It's an SEC West matchup between Texas A&M and Auburn. Both teams, they're coming in at 5-3. Auburn was off last week. Mississippi State took care of A&M in Starkville last week. But, hey, both these teams lost to Mississippi State in Starkville.
They did, and I thought Texas A&M was going to go into Starkville and beat Mississippi State because the Bulldogs were coming off physical games. They looked to be in a perfect spot for a letdown, but they didn't. State shut down A&M's offense and held them to 61 yards rushing. Auburn, as you mentioned, they had a bye week. They beat Ole Miss and Oxford. They were a small favorite, and they won the game easily. It's difficult to tell which Auburn team shows up week to week.
Yeah, that's true. But when you look at Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher, he's changed that culture out there in a short period of time. Yeah, they suffered a setback at Mississippi State last week. But he's got that program moving in the right direction. He's doing what they paid him to do at Texas A&M. And as you said, you know, which Auburn team's going to show up? You know, but I can tell you this, it better be a team that's hungry because they are in dire straits to get a win, not only for the team but also for their head coach. They lose this one and 6-6 with a trip to the Birmingham Bowl. That's the best they can hope for. And, Mike, you don't pay a coach $7 million a year to go to Birmingham and play an American Conference team.
No. It's going to be tough for him, and if that turns out to be the case, in this particular game, Auburn opened as a 6.5-point favorite, still getting a lot of respect out in Vegas, but then the bettors came in and bet Auburn down to anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5. It's going to be a tough go for Auburn in this game, but their defense is still very solid. Auburn, they won and covered their last game in Oxford, but they've struggled against the point spread. They've only covered two of their last seven games. A&M, of course, did not cover last week, but they've covered seven of their last nine. The point spread tells me A&M covers, but I'm going to pass on this game because I don't know which Auburn team shows up, the one that went to Oxford or the one that went to that lost to Tennessee.
Yeah, and the thing about this Auburn team is they're going to face the second toughest defense they've faced thus far, and I really like the Aggies to win this one.